This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your host, Ricky Midnight.
Make sure money's not wasted like that $55 million.
And now part two to the Uncensored Voice.
They're just making it worse, and they're bringing
when they
more.
They get them on the plane, and they ship them off to, I don't know, Denver, wherever they're going, Boston, New York. You think they're going to come back for that court date?
Absolutely not.
Exactly. We're losing these people what? In our country.
There's so many things that we're doing that are completely illogical.
It's so
besides
ridiculous.
Bringing them over, why are we giving them cell phones?
Yes.
I know the excuse is we're giving them taxpayer-funded cell phones so we can keep in contact with them, but they don't answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
The excuse is we need to give them cell phones so we can get in contact with them, you know, so we can talk about their court, you know, appearances and what they need to say, what they don't need to say, blah, blah. They don't answer the phone. You're giving them a phone just so they can sell it.
Yeah.
You know, go on Marketplace or Craigslist.
Here's a little for you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember all these military age kids are coming over?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of them are gangs.
Mm-hmm.
And what some of them are doing, and I actually had one client that did this, is as soon as they come across, they burn every piece of identification they have.
Mm-hmm.
So they have absolutely nothing. So that
there's a reason.
So that paperwork that they give them at the border, if they actually went to the border,
mm-hmm.
so that paperwork that they give them, guess what? It makes a nice bonfire. Yeah, any identification they had from their originating country is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So there's absolutely no way of knowing who this person is, no way of tracking them. And I'm sorry, the short time that they have them in their, I don't even know if you can call it custody,
mm-hmm.
as they're coming across the border while they're doing their paperwork, you can't tell who these people are. You have no clue. And then you also have multi-generations. I've ran into some that have been here for 10 years, and there's three generations and a fourth on the way.
How about we have family members
mm-hmm.
who are married to illegals
mm-hmm.
who've been in this country for 30 years and are still illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? They're getting all the aid, like WIC
mm-hmm.
and free lunches and all that stuff for their kids that were born here. But that person's an illegal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no negative
yeah.
side to coming here as an illegal. There's
yeah.
no negative side. Let me see.
Actually,
let me see if I get this straight.
Actually, it's all
positive.
You're
going to give me a $5,000 gift card. You're going to give me a plane ticket to anywhere I want to go in this country. And because I'm an illegal, I'm going to get all the freebies and bennies from wherever it is that I go. So that means somebody's going to pay for my housing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to pay for my food. Somebody's going to, and now some of these I saw a video where a municipality passed a resolution to help expedite the hiring of illegals
mm-hmm.
into their government. So without requiring proof of a high school education, without requiring ID or social security card, they did this on purpose to give them gainful employment. Here's the problem I have with that. People in this country don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you saw the video that I showed you of the man that is in Boston who says, I am homeless
yeah.
and I work a 40-hour a week job. Y'all raise the damn rent so high that I can't even afford. But you're bringing these people who weren't born here and you're housing them. And I'm not even housed. I'm sleeping on the street, even
housing
working a 40-hour
free.
Job.
Housing yep. for free. And the taxpayers are paying for it.
Yeah.
Did you hear about what happened with Elon Musk a few months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Over there at SpaceX in Brownsville? Okay, this was probably like 4 or 5 months ago. He, just like pretty much every employer in the United States, says, you know, in his application, before you fill out the application, it says, are you a legal citizen? If you're not a legal citizen, do you require sponsorship? Blah, 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 right? And so I don't know who it was. I don't remember exactly who it was. But he was told that he cannot do that. He cannot not hire someone who is an illegal. And I want to say it was Homeland Security, something like that, told him this. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if y'all had heard about it.
No.
But what he did was he went to their website. Their website says the same thing. Mm-hmm. If you want to become Homeland Security, you know, the same thing. Are you an illegal? Are you going to require a sponsorship? You know, do you have a GED or, you know, high school equivalent? Or do you have a diploma or high school equivalent? Things like that. Mm-hmm. And he pointed out their hypocrisy, basically. Okay. And
yeah. Well, it's always with the federal government, especially in Biden administration, it's always do as I say, not as I
do. Not as I do, yeah.
And so we're all seeing, you know, our just everything going up in smoke. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, people saying we're on a verge of a civil war.
I've heard that.
And you know, I think Abbott's smart in what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I support that 100%. And stupid would we be to let these people who are coming over the border and be Homeland Security. Give me a break. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It can't get much worse, though. That right now we're letting anybody who wants to come over, come over. So if we put them, you know, as the security, the, mm-hmm. you know, Border Patrol, what other than turning the guns on us and shooting us, what are they going to do? Let anybody who wants to come over. So it's not really going to change, other than we're putting the guns in the hands of these jerks.
Aren't they doing that in the Chicago? Mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. where I heard, and I might be wrong, but I heard that they're trying to allow illegal aliens to be police officers there.
I heard about something like that. Yeah,
and that wouldn't surprise me.
So, I mean, to become a police officer, you have to have a background of basically an unsullied life for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And if you've had a, you know, felony conviction or a class B, whatever they, mm-hmm. whatever they classify over yeah. there, you have a class B, you can't be an officer. Mm-hmm. You there's certain restrictions to becoming an officer,
yeah.
and they're coming over as illegals. We don't know their background. We don't know anything about them.
Exactly.
How the hell are you going to let them become a cop?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
and that's the problem. It's creating, you know, such division because people are getting tired. We don't want to mm-hmm. put up with that anymore. We go to the grocery store and it's hundreds of dollars more than it was 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and go get gas and the same thing.
Yes.
And I mean, and it's disturbing. Like I said, we, you know, have good jobs and we make a decent living. And I still, every time we go to the grocery store, I cringe. To me, it's like, we can't afford it and we live here. And then we're taking in all these other people. That's why I think it's really poetic justice that these mayors who were saying, no, let them come on over, come on in, we got room for you in the U.S. of A. And then as long as you stay in Texas.
Yes.
So now their cities are being overrun by the people that Abbott is sending. Because you know that no one would be, I mean, and I think this is a big thing. Mm-hmm. No one would be paying attention if Abbott hadn't done what he did.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing. You got to remember that those people that are receiving those illegal aliens, they're only getting a slight fraction of what we see here in San Antonio. And in San Antonio, we only see a slight fraction of what they do at the border.
Yeah.
Just imagine what they're seeing at the border as they're coming across in hordes.
Have you ever been to Eagle Pass?
I've been to Eagle Pass, but this was long before this crisis. I've been to Brownsville recently. Okay. And I've seen the crap that's happening there.
I think we talked about it before on one of your podcasts where we had a group trip for a bunch of ladies that worked together. Mm-hmm. We all worked together. And they wanted to go to the casino that they mm-hmm. have down there. And so I was a passenger in a vehicle with four other ladies. And so I think I told you as we're driving down the road, we could actually see the flag right there for Mexico. And there was like nothing kind of between us and them. And when you drive that road, you know, you see people coming up out of the bushes. And so Border Patrol was out there. And this was before any of this was going on where Texas was, you know, intervening down there. But you would see the Border Patrol agents, they were on horse. And then they were also like in helicopters. Mm-hmm. And so, and then on foot and vehicles and whatever. And so it was very like scary because we drove past. And they were doing like Border Patrol checkpoints. Mm-hmm. And so we were in a line waiting to go through. And so we weren't moving. And these illegals jumped up out of the grass and came running to our car. And they were like trying to open the doors and get in the car mm-hmm. with you. And it was like a war zone. And right above us, the helicopter is like right above us. And it's tracking all of these people that are, you know, just there, basically it was like Red Rover. Everybody so just running across the border. And
so what did they do?
Well, they're trying to round them up, but they were running.
And when was this?
Oh, this was in like 20.
That was back during the Trump years, right?
It was like 2018, I think.
Yeah.
2019.
Okay,
yeah.
Trump, yeah. Yeah, that was Trump years.
Yeah.
So just imagine what it's like now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Border Patrol were actually trying to round them up. There were a lot of Border Patrol, mm-hmm. like more Border Patrol than I've seen mm-hmm. ever. But it was a really scary situation for people on the U.S. side.
Okay.
And that's how it looked then. Mm-hmm. So I can't even imagine what it looks like now to be down there. But I mean, to me, it's, I don't think people, you just can't wake people up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I would think that it would be telling that now 27 governors have offered Texas resources. You know,
Florida is sending some of their National Guard over to Texas to help us.
I actually, there's an amazing video of the Florida guys coming down, driving to Texas because they were, mm-hmm. you know, they were driving here. And so there's amazing video of that. But I think it's important to recognize that none of this would have even been given the level of attention it is if
Abbott hadn't done
Abbott
it.
Didn't choose to defy, mm-hmm. you know, Uncle Geriatric in the in the White House.
He's such a bumbling fool that it's obvious that he's not running things. He can barely make a coherent sentence.
Right?
He's not running things. It's other people running things.
Actually, even that's questionable sometimes.
Yeah. I don't think.
Yeah.
Have you heard him lately?
No, I've heard him, and he'll be talking about, hey, look, there's blue and orange cars.
But then his words are also.
And then that too. Yeah.
His words are also like,
he's mumbling.
Like marble mouth.
Like he's, yeah.
Yeah. Like he definitely,
he's,
like
he's
dementia.
Definitely not there. Exactly, not there.
And so I'm interested to see how this plays out, but I think. You know, there's a lot of people who are saying, if it comes down to it, we're taking our weapons and going down to that border because you're not going to overrun
Texas. I'll do it in a heartbeat. I have no problem.
There's
doing
actually
it.
Even a video.
And I'm a deer hunter. I can take out a deer 800 yards.
I should have shown you the video where.
But you also know that there's also all these lovely the Democratic people
mm-hmm.
that are telling pervy Uncle Joe that he needs to activate.
Yes.
Federalize our National Guard.
I've heard that too.
And then turn our National Guard
against us.
Against mm-hmm. us.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I here's my response to that. We still outnumber you.
Yes.
And
that's
we
what
have
I'm
way
say.
More guns than you.
And the thing
matter.
Is,
we have way more guns than you.
The thing is, honestly, I think the National Guard would probably be like every other Texan.
And turn,
actually, like the Border Patrol, the guys are actually in Border Patrol, mm-hmm. and I'm not talking about the supervisors. Up there in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Border Patrol Union actually said, hey, let Texas do the thing.
Said, this is unmanageable.
And the Border Patrol mm-hmm. Union actually said, we're not cutting no damn wire. We're not removing wire. We're mm-hmm. not going to do that. That this is actually helping them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Border Patrol Union president, I guess, the Border mm-hmm. Patrol, and he actually came out. And that was something that Ted Cruz asked. When Mayorkas was giving all of this bullshit, mm-hmm. you know, about why we needed this and you know, we needed to concede to, you know, federal authority and whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, you know, this exact thing that you just said. Mm-hmm. So it's like the Border Patrol is like, he goes on page blah, blah, blah. The Border Patrol president stated when asked, do you think that this is an international or this is a crisis? And he says, yes. And then the next one was something like, do you think that this makes it less safe for citizens? And he says, yes. So he asked him, and the reason he read it was because he asked him, mm-hmm. do you think that this is a crisis? Well, I, we're helping them and we're going, okay, but you didn't answer my question. Do you think that this is a crisis? And he must have said five different things without answering the question. Mm. Then, and then the next question was, and he read what the Border Patrol, you know, union president said. And then the next question was the same thing. Do you think that makes this country less safe? Well, you know, we're giving them jobs and we're getting everything.
Well,
was a dance around.
And the thing is, there's plenty of Americans out there that don't have jobs.
Exactly.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Or that they have a crappy job working or underpaid job.
Underemployed. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Underemployed.
Like our daughter mm-hmm. has cancer. They fired her when she was going to go on disability and she had been and I'm pissed at the state of Texas mm-hmm. because they're the ones that did this. She was under 1 year in that position. Mm-hmm. She'd been with the state for many years, but she moved to that position less than a year. And if this is an at-will state, so in less than a year, they can tell you, bye-bye, Rick, it's not working out. They don't have to give you a reason. And so she had cancer, and she was on chemo, and she was getting ready to have the 21 business days of radiation. Mm-hmm. In other words, every single day, business day, she would have radiation. There wouldn't be one single day she would miss. And so the week of Thanksgiving, the Monday before Thanksgiving, they got her on a face-to-face meeting on Teams. Mm-hmm. No, Teams.
Teams.
And they could see her. They told her, we want your camera on. We want to see you.
And that's on the computer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Teams is something we use in a lot of large organizations, right? It's like Zoom.
It's like Zoom.
Okay. Yeah. So she's got her bald head mm-hmm. and she's covered in a chemo rash mm-hmm. and she looks terrible. And these people looked right at her and said, sorry, it's not working out. No reason. Mm-hmm. She had been given a bonus, you know, like a few $100 bonus just a couple of months before this. Never had a single write-up. Never had anything. She doesn't have a fucking job. And she doesn't have insurance because she was having to pay the COBRA, mm-hmm. which is $1,200 a month. She had to go, I don't know if you even know this, but because I didn't until it happened. But did you know that there's such a thing as breast cancer Medicaid?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either. Mm-hmm. But I found out that because women are fired so often from their jobs, there's such a thing as breast cancer Medicaid, okay. specifically for people with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And so my daughter had to apply for that. And this is a person who was making $85,000 a year with the state mm-hmm. and has worked her whole, working her way up from $30,000, like the American dream. Mm-hmm. You go to college, you go to work, you start at the bottom with a $30,000 paycheck and you work your way up. Mm-hmm. And she did that and she did it right. She's not illegal. She did what she had to do and they fired her and she doesn't even have a job. And so I see my tax dollars and they're going to this shit that we're allowing to come over the border and we're rewarding it for doing something that is a crime mm-hmm. against the United States, mm-hmm. right? And my daughter has to be on Medicaid, can't get anything. You know, she had to wait for the enrollment. She had to wait for this. She has to receive a $25,000 shot once a month. How do you pay for that? You know, it's just watching our tax dollars go to the people who have not worked and have not
paid into the system
have not paid with life or death mm-hmm. in service to this country. For the freedoms that we have, because freedom ain't free. Mm-hmm. Somebody had to die for it. Mm-hmm. Somebody had to pay for that. And we're here because other people have done that for us. These people have no vested interest in the
U.S. How about this? These are people that didn't even attempt to do it the right way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because I've actually been to some of these foreign consulates. I've actually seen the lines that wrap around 1, 2, 3 blocks mm-hmm. with people trying to get here. They're trying to do things the right way. Mm-hmm. They actually go in, they do all the background stuff, they pay the fees, they do everything. They want to be here. And they want to be here for the right reason. They're actually doing everything they can the right way. Then you have these other people, mm-hmm. like the border jumpers, the ones mm-hmm. that just come across the fence, I'm here. Yeah. You know, you get those. Then you get the ones that, the non-getaways. But wait a minute, how many of them we don't know about? But I mean, that's another conversation because, I mean, we have no idea.
Tons of people who we don't know about coming in. And absolutely. What are they bringing in? What kind of drug? What kind of weapons?
Absolutely.
What kind of hatred for Americans?
Right. But we have these people that are actually coming in that, they're completely supplanting the ones that are doing it the right way.
Yeah. Well, there was a medical doctor that was on one of these videos that where journalists had gone down to Shelby Park, mm-hmm. you know, when it was still like full of people.
Yeah.
And they encountered this woman who was a doctor in her country, mm-hmm. right? And her country was Mexico, right? Mm-hmm. But she's jumped the border and she's a doctor. And he's having a conversation with her. And her whole thing was, you know, why did I leave my country for this? I thought I was going to be given a job at a hospital. Mm-hmm. I'm a doctor in my country. And I'm like, okay, but you weren't smart enough to figure out that there's a process to coming into the U.S. legally so you can actually get a work visa so you can work here.
But here's the thing. Whenever
Biden
that part of that package that they're given is also a work permit.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah. Part of that package that they're giving.
But as a doctor, she has to actually be, I'm assuming, certified by the
somebody.
American,
does she? Does she? Because if you don't accept her,
medicine,
hey, you're racist.
Well,
you're racist,
well,
man.
That wouldn't be racist. Well,
because how dare you tell this illegal alien that their stuff
if
doesn't
she's certified
equate.
As a medical doctor, you can be certified as a medical doctor in another country. You must provide the transcripts from whatever agency that's
but then
that
you
that.
Then you have background and, history. You and, have a history that you can confirm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but again, you know, she
AMA, that's what I was looking
do you remember
for.
Yeah. Do you remember many, many moons ago when people were coming through trying to get through and going through that whole process of getting citizenship? There were some things that were required for the person who was trying to gain citizenship. Mm-hmm. And one of those things was basically you had to have like education. Mm-hmm. You had to have some reason or something that was valuable to the United States. And the questions used to include things like, what is your level of education? What did you do in your country? You know, because we wanted to make sure, do you have a criminal history? We wanted to make sure that the people who we were making citizens of this country were actually going to come here and contribute to
the
growth of American society, right? But now with everybody getting their feelings hurt and, oh my God, we can't ask these questions, that's where the breakdown comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But they still carry this level of entitlement that's being like shouted out to the masses by the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
The government is empowering these people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why they feel that they're entitled.
They're giving them claims that are not backed up by most of the American people.
Right.
You know, Biden is telling you one thing, but reality is different.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, pervy Uncle Joe's excuse or reason, whatever, for cutting the wire at the border.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, these couple of illegal aliens died trying to cross the river and they drowned.
So?
But here's the thing. Would they have done that if Biden didn't have the welcome mat?
This wouldn't be happening.
Exactly. Would not be happening.
They said the Texas National Guard let that happen, and that's not true.
That's the thing. None of that happened. But here's the deal. If we still had Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, that wouldn't have happened.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah.
It wouldn't have happened because then they wouldn't be coming across the river.
Is spinning these lies, making these sheeple, making these weak-minded people think that, you know, that these things are going on. You know, that Border Patrol basically, in essence, killed them, you know, by not helping.
No, it's the National Guard.
No, it's our National Guard.
They're making them think these things. And there's so many things that are just absolutely not true. I was having a discussion with, and I think I told you all this before on a previous podcast. I was having a discussion with a somewhat friend. We used to work together several years ago, and I was telling him how bad things, and this is when this thing first started, when Joe first got in. I tell him how bad things are becoming, you know. He goes, well, it was happening like that anyway. I said, yeah, but it's happening a hell of a lot more and it's more severe. And one of the things I was telling him is my mom, I know you mentioned earlier we're about 200 miles from the border, give or take. Well, my mom's not that. She's about 60 miles from the border, 50 or 60 miles from the border. And whenever I go out to her house, and I go out, I'm probably going to go tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I go out to her house out there to check on things, I always got to wear my sidearm because I don't know if they're going to be in the house, because some of the people who live in the town where my mom lives in have told us that they came home and they found people in the house eating food with the refrigerator open, all their guns, all their jewelry, everything gone. And they walk in and they scatter.
Mm-hmm.
What if they don't scatter? What if they try to attack me? That's why I wear my sidearm. I've gone out to my mom's place. Nobody's broken the house that I know of, but they have broken into the barn.
Mm-hmm.
In the barn, I was storing a whole bunch of things in totes that were my stepson's toys when he was a kid. kind of like, I don't know if you can notice this toy here, which is
the one from
the mask. Yeah, things like that. Oh, you know, things that are kind of valuable, used, but kind of valuable. I'm storing all these things. Well, these illegals don't know that they're valuable. They grabbed the totes, they emptied everything out, and they stole the totes so they can go along with stuff that they steal from people's homes. But not only that, I found beer cans, I found soda cans, I found candy wrappers, I found turds, whether they have, I found vomit, whether, you know, it's a solid turd or it's, liquid. I found vomit, whether, you know, they drink all night and they're vomiting all over the place inside of her barn. And I've had to clean this crap up. And who knows what diseases are there?
Wouldn't it be nice? You know, I used to live in Alaska and they had these wonderful things. They're called bear traps.
Yeah.
And they're big steel jawed traps. Wouldn't it be totally wonderful?
That's not a bad idea.
If you could set this, and I'm not telling you to do this, but wouldn't it be totally wonderful?
We do have pigs out there. You know, it's not illegal to catch a pig.
Okay, there you go.
It's not illegal. They're
a nuisance animal.
Yeah, and see, them steel jaws, once they clap, man,
you can do that.
That's brutal.
We have
that
a lot of coyotes,
brother.
Out there too, and those are also nuisance animals. You can hunt them year round, you know, so that's actually not a bad idea. We have some Russian boar that are, you know, 200 pounds plus out there, and that's actually not a bad idea doing that. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to have to find some snare traps or some
clowns. So just in case some of those hogs break into your barn.
Yeah, you know, they are pretty bad. Those
because they could just barrel that door right down, and next thing you know, you got. I mean, a hog in a barn, man, that could cause some real damage.
So, I mean, the invasion is real. So no matter how you look at it. But other than turning the tide and getting a conservative in power, basically, the only other thing is we're going to start a war here in our own country. Because let's say, for example, we have people cutting our razor wire. Let's just say, for example, we have people cutting our razor wire. Well, that razor wire doesn't belong to whoever's cutting it. It belongs to the rancher or the government, you know, of Texas, what have you. So if I see you cutting it and I try to stop you, and, you know, we're talking in masses here, then you're going to retaliate against me. I'm going to retaliate against you. That's going to be a war.
Well, and here's the thing, you know, you're talking about this, but who do you think we're going to be fighting? Because, I mean, let's not forget, there's like a poop load of Chinese coming in here. Yeah. You got people from every nation under the sun, and wait a minute, they don't have a common border.
Yeah.
And they're all coming in here. Who the heck do you think we're? And there's people. I mean, from the Mideast. I mean, you got people from Iraq, Iran. I mean, you got people from every nation under the sun coming in here. We have no idea who these people are. I mean, we just heard about a TikTok thing about where the Chinese—they're the best funded, best educated. And
other Chinese have set the precedent, like I told you, where they tell them the stops to make, where they're protected and they'll be safe while they journey.
So in other words, they actually have a coordinated effort to get these people in here. They're all military age males.
Well, those are good voting guys for the Democrats.
That's the big thing, but I think, let's say Obama's behind this. Yeah, let's say Obama's behind this, and he probably is a big part of it. He is trying his best to make us turn against ourselves or to let people invade, like the Chinese and these people from all these countries, these terrorists, and destroy us from within.
I think that's really what it is right there. They're trying their best to make us turn against ourselves. That's the reason why you have everybody being divided into groups. Yes, the reason you have pervy Uncle Joe sitting there saying that MAGA Republicans are the enemy number one. And that's the reason why you have January 6th, whenever you had months of riots, where CNN sitting there saying mostly peaceful with a building burning in the background. How the hell is that mostly peaceful? They're setting shit on fire.
Well, kind of like, I don't know. I think I mentioned it before, but I don't know if y'all saw this. And now this is during Black Lives Matter riot, which is mostly peaceful, right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
when they were downtown San Antonio, they were rioting and they were trying to get past the police to get to the epitaph, in front of the Alamo. And so a reporter went down there the next morning, and a reporter's talking about all the buildings that were both busted into, and all the, Ripley's, believe it or not, that where it used to be, I don't know if it's still there, but that was busted into, and all those across from the island were busted into. And so she's kind of standing there inside of the busted up.
Mm-hmm.
All the windows are gone. And as she's talking, a guy's running across the camera behind her, stealing stuff, looting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A BLM member, Black Lives Matter member.
Yeah.
So, but the media like to say they're mostly peaceful.
Yeah.
No,
but,
they're mostly
but yet,
violent.
January 6th were the only person to really die.
Yeah.
And was a middle-aged white Air Force female.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who got shot in the face. Mm-hmm. But basically, let's face it. If the roles had been reversed, what do you think would have been happened if it had been a black female getting shot in the face by a white cop?
Yeah.
You know?
What was her name? Omar Camel Jockey, whatever her name was. Did she say that it was almost as bad as Pearl Harbor? The January.
I don't even listen. I try to.
They're
tune
so
her out.
Stupid. Your IQ drops when you listen to her
exactly.
And AOC.
Yeah. Her and AOC. Oh my gosh.
They're both idiots.
Yeah. Because I mean, it's
the dumbest bartender ever.
Well, and yeah, she needs to go back.
You know what
there,
I think of when you were talking about, you know, like a lot of this. The Chinese, these different populations coming, and a lot of them being military-aged males.
Mm-hmm.
If something were to happen in a civil war, do you really not think that the Biden administration would recruit them to fight against us?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. I mean, do you honestly think it'll be a civil war?
We wouldn't be fighting ourselves as a country.
I mean,
we would be fighting these people that he's letting, because I guarantee you he's going to recruit them. I mean,
here's the thing.
If you think about this from a strategic point of view, you let them in so you can get elected, but they're too stupid to figure out that you're manipulating them and that they're expendable.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's about.
So we use them as bullet stoppers to fight the battle that we don't want to fight internally in our own country.
Well, why do you think they're letting them be police officers?
Well, and I know. That's what I'm getting at.
I don't know
how you could not see that this is a political tool, that it's a manipulation. He's doing it because he knows what he's getting in the country.
Maybe some of them see that. And, you know, I can't imagine every single one of them is so stupid. Probably the majority of them. But there's probably some that do see that, but it outweighs the fact that it doesn't outweigh the fact that they're being able to be brought into this country. It's not communist. They don't have to be told what to eat, when to eat it, you know, when to shit, what kind of job they can have. I think that outweighs that fact. I think some of them.
It's definitely gonna, I'm kind of waiting to see how this plays out, because it's every day it seems like there's 100 new things going on out there.
And the bad thing is I don't think it really matters who gets elected next. I really don't. In the aspect of it's going to be bad. Because if Trump wins, he's going to go through and undo everything that pervy Uncle Joe did. And he's going to start setting limits. He's going to start
one more term.
And he only gets one more term. So he's going to start booting these people out. Well, what do you think all these lefty loonies are going to do? Well, they're going to be in the streets rioting. We're going to have BLM 2.0.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be in the streets rioting. You know, it's because, I mean, they've already been pushing the narrative that he's going to start World War. Oh, my God. That he's going to line people up and shit. You know, and it's all lies. And it's all mainstream media lies.
I explained to somebody the other day that when Trump was in office, we didn't have these problems.
No.
Now, I'm not talking about the immigration problems. We didn't have the problems with people disrespecting the American president, because they were afraid of this loose cannon was going to, you know, push the button and blow them off the fucking face of the earth.
They knew that he meant business.
They knew he meant business.
When I think we now said we that, wimp. You and I talked about that in a different podcast where we said that Trump was an unpredictable leader, and it kept people on their toes. Mm-hmm. They were concerned. So he garnered respect because of his unpredictability, right? So let's look at the drone blowing up and the three service members getting killed. You know about that, right?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so we had three National Guardsmen. Mm-hmm. This is recent, like within the last, week, 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's like within the last couple of weeks.
So those... How do you pronounce it? Galthi rebels? The ones that are...
The Houthi.
The
rebels, right? Yeah, okay.
Rebels.
So they targeted the sleeping area where U.S. service members were asleep.
I did hear about
and
that.
And that the drone came in and then exploded, and it killed these three black male and two females and wounded dozens of people there.
I think it's like 26
like over 100 people.
So here's the problem. You see, they've been attacking our ships, right? They've you know, like China pirates, you know, they've been doing missiles, shooting missiles at our, you know, ships, naval ships. And now we have this. And where's the response?
Yeah.
No one respects us as a country anymore because we look weak.
Mm-hmm. Well, whenever you have a commander in chief who can't even form a sentence.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know what he was doing?
Or walk up a set of stairs.
He was.
Yeah. Make sure and tune in tomorrow for the conclusion of this podcast.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.